Dinner was delicious, babe. How'd I get so lucky to be with the chef? Don't be modest. I love your cooking. You're so, so talented. Thank you so much. Things have been so hectic at work, so I really appreciate you stepping in to help me out. It's our busiest season, and I'm trying to close up that one project, but we keep running into all these hurdles, so I feel like I'm putting out fires all day. And that's why I hope that you don't take it personally if I ever take a while to respond to one of your texts while I'm at the office. Well, while we're on that topic, though, there is something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Well, I guess ask you about. It's a little awkward for me to bring up, but I feel like it's kind of the elephant in the room right now. Look, I don't want you to feel embarrassed about this, but it's something we should probably talk about, right? Well, as I was walking in the door, I got a text from you, and I don't know if you meant to send it to me or if it was an accident, so I guess it would be good to start there. I understand you're embarrassed. At least you accidentally sent it to me and not your boss or something, you know? That could be pretty embarrassing. You know me. I'm a pretty accepting person, and I feel like you're an exceptional person. So I love you regardless of whatever it is that you're into. I'm just trying to understand what this whole diaper thing is that you like. No, come on. Don't just brush it off. I've known you for a long time now, and you've opened up to me a little bit about having some kind of kink, but you've never wanted to talk about it before. So am I wrong in assuming that this is your kink? Okay. That's okay. I just really want to express that I don't want you to feel embarrassed or uncomfortable talking about this with me. You know I'm fairly vanilla when it comes to stuff like this, but I'm not gonna just write you off for being a little kinky, so can we at least talk about it? I'm a little bit confused about what was happening in that video. When I think about diapers as a fetish, I think about adults wearing them, so I was surprised to see that person, you know, acting so childish, like a baby. Again, I accept you as you are. I guess a part of me is taken back because you're such a responsible adult. You know, you basically run a company on your own and you have all these people who count on you. So the last thing that comes to my mind when I think of you is baby. And I don't want to assume that you want to be the baby because maybe you like seeing other people be a baby. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Okay, so you do want to be the baby. All right. Well, I guess I could kind of understand that desire to want to let go of control, like you said, and let someone else take the reins. To me, that sounds really relaxing and almost like a form of meditation. It sounds like this is something that you feel would help you de-stress after a long day. Am I right? Okay, so now I gotta know. Have you ever tried wearing a diaper before? You have some, like, here? Oh my gosh. I can't believe you've never mentioned that to me before. I mean, we live together, but I get it. It seems like this is something you've been struggling to accept within yourself. But if you don't mind me asking, where do you keep all this secret stuff? Wait, right here? In this bag? Have they always been? I guess I never even thought to look in there since it's your bag. Wow, so can I see one of them? Come on, I really want to see it. Will you please show me this diaper?